With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A stunning story from Capitol Hill tonight as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she's resigning from Congress. In more than a 10-minute video posted online, Greene explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C. and just never fit in, quote-unquote. Her resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months as the Congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. The president branded her a traitor and said he would endorse a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the other points from the latest proposal.
Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
European diplomats insist they and Ukraine must be consulted, and a Ukrainian representative to the UN says her country will cede no land to Russia as a condition of peace. A St. Louis County police officer shot and killed a man wielding a knife at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport Friday. All according to authorities, the St. Louis County Police Department reporting the shooting happened around 1 a.m. at Terminal 1 in an area that isn't behind a security checkpoint. Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 children, and 12 teachers. This is SRN News. Americans are a lot more religious than Canadians, as it turns out.
According to a new poll from the think tanks Cartus and the Angus Reid Institute, 58% of Americans say faith is important in their daily lives, compared to 36% of Canadians. What also stands out on that question is that 45% of Canadians strongly deny that religion has any role in their lives, versus just 26% of Americans who feel that same way. U.S. residents also a lot more likely to be spiritually committed, go to church, pray, and read the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral Thursday at the National Cathedral in Washington once again put the giant church in the spotlight. Multiple presidents have received state funerals there. Memorials have also been held there for towering figures in American history, including the first black Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall and astronaut Neil Armstrong. Architect Pierre L'Enfant's original design included a church for a national purpose. This is SRN News. Good news tonight for Walmart.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander. The FAA says only 776 of the nearly 20,000 air traffic controllers and technicians who had to work without pay during the shutdown will receive bonuses. The announcement Thursday means thousands without perfect attendance during the shutdown won't receive the $10,000 bonuses that President Trump suggested. Many controllers called out of work as they dealt with the financial pressure of not getting a paycheck during the shutdown. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.